Hey friend, it's Friday, and that means it's Faith Bomb Friday. Faith Bomb Friday is a quick space for me to highlight a scripture that jumped out to me this week and just share my thoughts, and hopefully give you a quick win for you to finish out this week and finish strong. Let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful kingdom daughter. Welcome. It's Faith Bomb Friday. You've made it to the Kingdom Daughters podcast on Friday. Woo, woo. It's Friday. And can you believe it? It's the last Friday of October. What in the world? I don't know why this year has gone so fast, but it has. It is insanely fast. So anyways, welcome. If you're new here, I'm so glad you found your way here. I hope and pray that wherever you are, or if you've been here or this is your first time, that you are encouraged, challenged, blessed, and can continue to grow and expand your knowledge for the Lord as you listen and for his word and all of the things. So really quick, before I jump in, a lot of the things that I hear you guys saying to me is that getting time to get in your word is really hard, and we are busy and we're overwhelmed and we have a lot going on. And as much as I encourage you to get in the word yourself, get into God's word and really dive in, I have a small tool for you. It's a digital product that you can print out at home and you can use it to put in your purse. They're just small scripture cards. They're 30 days worth of encouragement for you, and you can print them out, put them in your purse, take them on the go so you can read them in the carpool lane or while you're at a soccer, baseball, or football game. Or if you want to print them out again and again, you can cut them out and put them in your cabinets, in places, in your bathroom when you're getting ready, you know, whatever. You can put them around so that you can just read scripture out. And when you're looking, when you're getting ready in the morning, you have scripture to read. When you're in the carpool lane, you have scripture to read. When you're at a baseball game or whatever, you have scripture to read. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's easy access for you. I really was trying to make something that could help you in this area and be able to fuel yourself and read scripture out over your car, over your home, over your space, as you're on the go and in your busy life. So, I will put that link in the show notes. But you can also go to my Instagram, and the link in bio there has, the product as well. And my Instagram handle is at Mrs. Angela Pitnikoff. That is also in the show notes so that you can go follow me on there. All right, let's dive into Psalm 36. Okay. Psalm 36:5-6. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. It makes me think of the song, you know. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness stretches to the sky. You know that one? You know what I'm talking about? It's a good one. It's a good one. I love worship. You know I love worship. Anyways, I just love this because it's just talking about how good God's love is. His love reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the sky. Your righteousness is like the highest mountain, and your justice like the great deep. Right? We cannot fully understand the height and depth of God's love, but these are such visual, amazing words here that kind of show, like, stretches to the sky. It reaches to the heavens. Like, we don't know where that is, right? It goes beyond anything we can fathom and understand. His justice is like the great deep, right? We don't know how far that goes. There are places that we have not explored, right, as humans, because we don't know how deep, we don't know how high. It's just an awesome description of God's love and faithfulness and goodness in our life. And so be encouraged in that today. God's love for you reaches to the heavens. His faithfulness stretches to the skies. He is faithful in your life. When we feel like unloved, unlovable, not enough, come back to the scripture, right? His love reaches to the heavens. When we feel like he's left us, he's abandoned us, that we're alone, no, his faithfulness to the skies, stretches to the skies, right? His righteousness is like the highest mountains. When we feel like we can't measure up and we aren't going to be good enough for him, no, his righteousness covers us. When we connect to him, then we get some of that righteousness because we are walking in one with him, right? And his justice, how he handles us and how he loves us and shows us the way, and he's very kind in his ways, is like the ocean deep. It never ends. Like, it's on and on. It goes on and on and on. So be encouraged in that today, that he loves you. And he is faithful to you. And when we surrender and give our lives to him and we honor him with everything, he pours out his goodness and we can walk in his righteousness and his power and his authority and love and goodness. So, yeah, that is it. Psalm 36, friend. Again, I super highly encourage you, go read the rest of Psalm 36, maybe jump into 35, 36, 37, whatever, and get some of that goodness into your soul and mind and heart and let it just sit there. And even if you don't fully understand all of what you're seeing or reading, I'll ask Holy Spirit to lead and guide you and to take you on a journey of learning his word and being able to hear from him better and understand him better. Does that sound good? All right. Well, that is all I have for you. Remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an awesome Friday, an amazing weekend, and I will see you next week for our regularly scheduled program. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day.